A $1.6 billion lawsuit against Fox News has now roped in the head honcho.
Rupert Murdoch, the 91-year-old owner of parent company Fox Corp, will take an oath and answer questions in private this week about Fox's response to the 2020 presidential election. Dominion Voting Systems accuses the network of defamation by spreading falsehoods that it somehow tried to deny then-President Donald Trump of re-election.
NPR's David Folkenflik is covering the lawsuit. What do Dominion's attorneys want to find out from Rupert Murdoch?
So look, the Fox defense is that they were covering newsworthy allegations by the then-sitting president of the United States and his attorneys. What Dominion is arguing is that there was a conspiracy, essentially, an orchestrated effort from the bottom of Fox News to the top, which includes Rupert Murdoch over all of it, to win back Trump voters and Fox viewers from some of its coverage. Rupert Murdoch had told Donald Trump, after Fox News called Arizona for Joe Biden, that he wouldn't reverse it, and so did others throughout the network. That means that Dominion is going to argue it can show that Rupert Murdoch and others there knowingly allowed Fox News hosts and guests to lie, to defame Dominion, to claim somehow that Dominion Voting Systems was involved in funneling Trump votes over to Biden, which is not true and which they knew not to be true. And the fact that Murdoch refused to reverse it is evidence of that. The fact that reporters at Fox News and at the Wall Street Journal were debunking those lies in real time is evidence of that. And they're going to claim that the kind of material that has so far come to light, that's going to be evidence as well. So that's part of Dominion's effort to prove its defamation by saying this was all knowingly allowed, even though they knew it wasn't true.
So how damaging could this lawsuit be for Fox News and the rest of the Murdoch media empire?
Well, the lawsuit's for $1.6 billion. That's a lot of money. Yeah. The Murdochs can afford it. It's a publicly traded company, but it would still hurt. Even if it's in the hundreds of millions, it would still hurt. I think that what also could be more damaging in some ways is reputationally. You know, if this actually goes to trial in April as currently scheduled, you could see a lot of these depositions, the details coming to light, a lot of the evidence coming to light, indicating, to be honest, how cynical many of the figures on Fox were in inviting on guests to make these claims knowing that they were false and peddling them anyway. And it would also possibly alienate their core viewership, which so much hungered for Trump to win re-election.
David, you've covered Rupert Murdoch for a long time, and it's actually been a long time since Murdoch was in a situation like this over a scandal at one of his news outlets. What happened the last time?
Well, you got to think back a decade, 2011, 2012. Murdoch's London tabloid, the Sunday News of the World, which had been the source of a lot of his fortunes and propelled his expansion globally, had become embroiled in this enormous hacking scandal of hundreds of British royals, celebrities, but also veterans and victims, including a 13-year-old murdered girl. And he mumbled in his testimony. He professed to not be able to remember hardly anything he was being asked about the operations of his companies, about his interactions with top executives there, about his interactions with prominent British politicians. And he managed to sort of shuffle his way out of it, even as he said, listen, I'm firmly in charge. I'm the man to fix what's wrong. A decade later, he can probably claim he's a little bit more removed than ever, but he's had these interactions with top stars. He's had these interactions more specifically with former President Trump at the time, and those are going to be things he's going to have to face in front of Dominion's lawyers.
That's NPR's David Folkenflik. David, thanks.
You bet.